Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Golden Voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, Tuesday, January the 16th, 2024, 17 minutes past the hour, about 7 degrees here in Marion, and get the milk and the bread. We had a little bit of snow last night. My goodness. Now, I'll tell you, I was just out on Route 95 here in Marion, and the roads are a little rough. But it doesn't look like there was a whole lot of accumulation, to be honest with you. I mean, the grass is snow-covered, but it was kind of snow-covered on Sunday morning. And the streets are a little snow-covered. It's a little rough. You want to drive slow if you're out there this morning. I imagine the side streets are probably worse than the main roads, like Route 95. But it's a different kind of morning out there this morning. So take precaution in wherever you might be going this morning. Although it is 7 degrees, so we're 7 degrees warmer than we were yesterday and pretty much on Sunday morning. So it's kind of like a heat wave right now here in central Ohio. 7 degrees justifies a heat wave. How about that? But here we are, Tuesday morning. Be careful. I know a lot of people were off work and off school and things of that nature yesterday, so be careful wherever you're going today. Other than that, it's Tuesday. We had a great conversation yesterday in regard to Martin Luther King Jr. and a whole lot of other things. I appreciated that. I like the conversation with you guys on the toll-free line. I think that's very important. Now, as I woke up this morning, as many of you know, we have listeners out in Lewiston, Idaho, which I really like. Here, if you think things are bad here, here's how they are in Lewiston, Idaho. This is what I got this morning from our friend Calvin, who listens out in Idaho. Current situation at my work, to put Idaho weather into perspective. We cannot make paper because all the pulp is frozen. Shut down until at least Wednesday, and that's the best case scenario. Thought you'd be curious to see that. Now, he sent me about pictures here of the paper mill that he works in, and there are holes in some of the silos. There is ice covering a lot of the water lines there. There is just ice and icicles all over a lot of the machinery there. I mean, it is unbelievable to see this, really. So paper production, I guess, has really slowed down in Lewiston, Idaho. And there are some stories about this in the paper there in Lewiston. Clearwater Paper announces temporary shutdown, Lewiston. Clearwater Paper suspends Lewiston operations due to temporary freezing. So there you go. That's the situation in Lewiston, Idaho. So rather cold, a lot of snow accumulation there, and we thank our friend Calvin. I wish I could show you the pictures. I guess I could on social media. Maybe I'll do that later on today, but boy, oh boy, these pictures are something to see. That the ice and the snow has really shut down a whole paper mill there in Idaho. And I don't know if we think of Idaho as being a very cold place. I mean, it is. But we don't think of it, I don't think in the same breath as Colorado or Alaska or places like that. But cold weather there in Lewiston, Idaho, shutting down the paper mill. And it's good that this show reaches into Idaho and we can get news reports like that, firsthand perspective from our friend Calvin. So I thank him for that. Is anybody having a morning this morning? You know, this is our third day of really freezing temperatures below 32 degrees. Is anybody doing okay? We really haven't talked too much about that. Really no snow until today. But has anybody had any freezing problems? I did see last night some people were having electrical problems. Some people were having problems with their furnace. Some having problems with their car. The battery's not working properly. I guess the battery in a car is what we should say. But has anybody had any weather stories they'd like to share with us here this morning? 21 minutes past the hour. Hey, it's that time of year. Give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And after a three-day weekend, who knows? Maybe you are having some weather issues. As I said, they are in Idaho. And again, be careful if you have not left for your commute for work yet. It is a little treacherous. And you can give us a report on the side streets. I don't know what the side streets are like because I really didn't go up and down any side streets this morning. It was pretty much all Route 95 down to get the soda at McDonald's. But that was a little rough. I mean, it was stop and go. It was be careful at the stoplights. So how are the roads out there this morning, and how are things going in your neck of the woods? Are you staying warm? Is your heater still working? Is your furnace still working? Is everything good? We want everybody to be happy and warm during this cold snap we're having this week. And I guess somebody said to me it's a polar vortex. We're in the middle of a polar vortex. So there you go. There's a technical term for what's going on, the old polar vortex. So, and again, if you have kids who are going out to school this morning or anything like that, dress them warm. Give them a ride to school if you can. Wait with them till the bus gets to the bus stop. All those things that are important when it comes to weather like this. You know what I always think when I think of weather like this? Because it only comes a certain time here in Ohio. And I always think, you know, first-time drivers, there are a lot of people who have never driven on snow. I mean, last year, we really did not have a whole lot of snow at all. Really just that snow storm we had over Christmas last year. I think that was pretty much it. And here we're not having snow storms, but the roads are snow covered. And I always think about people who've maybe been driving a year, maybe 2 years, who don't run into this a whole lot. And when you're new, really the only way to get good at it is to get out there and drive on it and be safe and learn how to handle a car. And I think about that every time this weather comes around. I wonder. I hope it all goes well. No accidents. No injuries. We don't want any accidents or any injuries because of the snow out there this morning. Because I think sometimes when you're young and you've never driven on it, you don't think there's going to be much of a difference. And you also don't gauge your time wisely because you think, well, it's going to take the same amount of time to get to school or work or wherever I'm going as it normally does. And it does add a little more time onto your morning. So hopefully everybody's got that down. Okay, what else on the agenda this morning? Well, yesterday, this continuing cold weather. I told you on Sunday, when the weather first got cold, somebody made chili. And the chili was very good and just kind of ate bowls of chili all day Sunday. Well, yesterday, in the quest to stay warm in the food department, it was tacos. And boy, were those tacos good yesterday. Homemade tacos with the lettuce and the cheese and the salsa and the chips. Now, I'm not a big fan of chips on tacos because I like the taco salad. And I don't put chips on the taco salad. But boy, did that hit the spot yesterday. A nice, warm meal on a very cold day. So the homemade tacos were very, very good. But you really, you know, the bag of cheese, which I was getting the cheese out of, I started to think, what is the best way to get the cheese out of this bag? You don't want to pour the cheese into a bowl or anything, because then if not all the cheese is eaten, you've got to put it into a plastic bag or something like that, and the bag seals on its own. So eventually, it led me to put tongs in the bag of cheese, which actually worked okay. So there's a tip for you. Put tongs in your bag of cheese, and you won't have any trouble. It wasn't a Taco Tuesday. It was a Taco Monday because of the weather. All right. Well, wanted to do a few plugs here this morning because I don't think we did them yesterday. Don't forget about the big Friday night show each and every Friday night. Doing very well here on the station. Got a lot of calls last week and certainly appreciate that. A lot of first-time callers last week. Every Friday night, 8:15 to 10 p.m. on this station, Carrington Nelson, Matt Morgan, and myself. Also, Matt Morgan has his own show now every Friday morning, 10:15 until 11 a.m. Good show. Listen to that on Friday mornings when I'm done on Friday. Pastor Craig is on every Friday morning from 11:15 to 12 p.m. and then 1:15 until 2. He had a great guest last week, Ohio Representative Tracy Richardson. That was a great show. And he's also on the Exchange Club with Matt Morgan and myself from 12:15 to 1 on Friday. So we have a lot of fun around here on Friday mornings and Friday nights. It's a big day here on the station on Friday. So there's all the plugs. We talked about the Idaho Pipes. We talked about the Friday night show and all the other shows on Friday. It's cold. We talked about the tacos. Okay, wanted to talk a little bit about the groundhog here because that's coming up rather quick. The groundhog celebration, our groundhog celebration, is coming up on February the 3rd, and we're already at January the 16th here. So what do we got? 16 days until the groundhog? So we're halfway there from January the 1st. And the, you know, the evolution of this whole thing, and it really has just been an evolution. It started 2 years ago, and basically what we did was had groundhog pizza, which is not real groundhog, so we don't want anybody after us for that. But it's just groundhog pizza, and we tried it, and that was fun. And we had a good time with it, and life went on. Now, last year, it expanded a little bit because we added a groundhog, which is actually a person in a groundhog suit, and named that groundhog Warren Groundhog Harding. And then the pizza became the weather predictor. Under half the slices of pizza, there was an index card that said 6 more weeks of winter. Under half of the slices of pizza, there was an index card that said early spring. And whichever slice Warren Groundhog Harding picked, that would be the weather prediction. And right now we have a 100% prediction rate because Warren Groundhog Harding picked an early spring. And last year I think most people would definitely say that we had an early spring. So that's what happened last year. And Mary Ellen Withrow was there that morning to sign the prediction into fact. And that was a lot of fun. So it turned into a little bit of an event last year. And also, we guessed the identity of whoever's in the groundhog suit. Last year, it was James Anderson. And it was just a fun morning, Groundhog Day. Now, this year, we're pretty well doing the same thing. We're going to guess who's in the groundhog suit. We're going to do the prediction. We're going to have the groundhog pizza. We're going to do all that. But I think we're going to try to add some things to this. And hopefully it's getting bigger. Now I'm hoping that through time we will make this a big morning here in Marion. Not that it hasn't been a big morning because of Buckeye Chuck, but Buckeye Chuck runs from 7 to 8 that morning. So we don't run anything from 7 to 8. We do our event starting at 8:15 when Buckeye Chuck has already wrapped up, because we don't want to have a clash with those two events. So hopefully when people are done at Buckeye Chuck, they can come down to our event and find out who the groundhog is. Now, we have had a lot of guesses so far this year as to who the groundhog is. Now, a couple people have said it's Matt. A couple people have said it's Carrington. A couple people have said it's Mary Ellen. So those are the guesses so far. Does anybody have a guess as to who the 2024 Warren Groundhog Harding might be? Put your guess in, because if you guess right, you will get a prize. And maybe the right guess is not out there yet. Maybe it is. So far, we have Carrington, Matt, and Mary Ellen. And I'm going to have to write these down, because I think we've had two for Matt. I think Mike McGinnis, and I think Mike McGinnis and Kevin have guessed Matt. And then I believe Calvin guessed Mary Ellen. And I'm trying to remember who guessed Carrington. But I know we got two guesses this past weekend for Carrington. And I can't remember who sent those guesses in. But I know we did get two guesses for her as of last weekend. So, does anybody have a guess as to who the groundhog's going to be? Or do you have any ideas on how to make the groundhog event a special event? Because heaven knows we want special. And it seems to me that free food is always a way to get people to these events. You know, last year we added Buckeyes and hot chocolate to the fruitcake toss. And I think people like that. They like the hot chocolate. They like the Buckeyes. And Groundhog Day does tend to be a cold morning. It's certainly not what we would call a warm morning. Even best case scenario, the weather is not going to be great that morning. Hopefully, maybe somewhere in the 40 to 50 degree range. But what do you think? Any ideas on Groundhog Day? Or any guesses as to who the groundhog might be? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So there we are with Groundhog Day, the big Warren Groundhog Harding celebration that we're all excited about as time goes on here. Coming up in about 16 days. You know, I'll tell you, it just keeps on rolling, doesn't it? Had all the Christmas events, then came New Year's, and now we're on to the groundhog. And then there are other things going on in March. You know, it's constant. Things just constantly keep on moving. But that's nice. It's nice to stay busy and having fun. Let's see. What else is on the agenda here? Well, we talked a little bit yesterday about what's been going on down at City Hall. And the reason we brought this up again yesterday was because we had City Councilman Jason Schauber on Friday, and we really did not have a chance to discuss that. And that became sort of a big issue because we had Miranda McGinnis on a week ago today, last Tuesday, and she basically told her story for the first time, why she resigned, why she rescinded her resignation, why she was going to stay in that position. Did she feel pressured? Did she feel bullied? Did she feel threatened? You know, she laid it all out there last Tuesday morning. Said a lot of people's names who we did not know heretofore possibly might have been in on these meetings. Mayor Hertzer, Bill Collins, who else did she have? Jason Schauber, a lot of people. So we were waiting to hear back from some of these people, and the first person we heard back from was Jason Schauber. And Jason came on Friday morning and did 2 hours with us. And to be honest with you, and again, this is just my opinion, it seemed to me that Jason's story pretty well lined up with Miranda's. Now, there were a little bit of nuances of differences in their stories, but for the most part, seemed to line up okay. So does anybody have any thoughts on the Jason Schauber interview from Friday? I know we had requests to play the interview again after the Friday night show last week, which we did. So I know there was great interest in the Jason Schauber interview. Does anybody have any thoughts on that or where we are? Or did you feel that the interview maybe did not line up with Miranda's interview on Tuesday? Now, again, I did both of the interviews. I was there for both of them. There are little nuances of differences in the story, but as far as who was at these meetings and what was going on, it pretty well seemed to line up. And I guess the story comes down again to, were the things that were done proper? Now, I'll tell you one big difference in the Jason Schaber interview and the Miranda McGuinness interview. Now, Miranda had said that there was a meeting in which Jason Schaber and Bill Collins and law director Mark Russell were present. She thought it was going to be a discussion about her job, not resigning. And it turned into a discussion about her job, resigning her job. And Jason, and I believe Bill, if you listen back to the story, depending on who's telling it, both talked about her family, her future, her house, so on and so forth. And I believe Jason pretty well admitted that, yeah, that meeting did happen. Now, an interesting thing about that first meeting, though, was apparently Jason did not know Bill Collins was coming. Now, remember, at that time, Bill Collins is not the mayor. I believe this meeting happened on November the 30th. So he's not the mayor, and I think Jason even used the term hijacked. He felt his meeting was hijacked that morning, because until he got there, he did not know Bill Collins was going to be there. So that meeting happens, and then somewhere between November 30th and December 11th, something happens. Now, this is the missing piece of the puzzle right now. Because on December 11th, this is the other meeting that Miranda spoke about. Now, apparently at this meeting, now this is all coming from Jason Schaber, that Jason's present, Mayor Schertzer's present, Mark Russell's present, Bill Collins is present, Miranda McGuinness is present. And apparently at some point during this meeting, which they're talking about paying fines, I think it was Martin Watts, the deputy auditor, said, can we all go up to the conference room and have a conversation when this meeting is over? And apparently in this meeting, Martin Watts, the deputy auditor, now this is all coming from Jason Schaber, says to Bill Collins, is the deal still good? And apparently Bill said yes. And at some point during that meeting, there was a piece of paper that was put in front of Miranda that had something to do with the transportation department. Now, that's about an 11-day period. Now, how did that all happen? That's the missing piece. Because in the interview with Miranda, she really did not speak about what had happened between November 30th and December 11th. How did that deal come to be a thing? Because apparently by December 11th, the day of her resignation, it was certainly known between Bill Collins and Mark Russell and Miranda McGuinness and Martin Watts that there had been an offer to do something. But Jason Schaber said he and Mayor Schertzer, who were also in on that meeting, had no idea that this had happened. And Mayor Schertzer also sent us a statement on Friday saying that he did not know what this was all about and when this was done. So really, that's the only black hole we have in this entire story, is what happened between November 30th and December 11th. What offer went down, and why did it go down? And we also talked about the nature of this being a quid pro quo, offering somebody a position to resign their position, and is that legal? I don't know. Jason and I talked about this, and Jason said, and this is his quote, I do remember this part of Friday's interview, that somebody had some splaining to do. And he used the term splaining. And I think he was referring to Bill Collins, because Bill really is the only person who has not spoken at this point. Mayor Schertzer has sent out quotes and statements, I guess I should say. Jason Schaber has come back on the radio with us and told his story. Miranda's come on and told hers. But Bill Collins has pretty well been radio silence on this whole issue since it happened back on December the 11th. So I don't know. That's where we are with that. Now, does anybody have a thought on the Jason Schaber interview on Friday? How do you think that came down? And if you heard that and the Miranda McGuinness interview, do you think they lined up? Because there's a lot of stuff still going on here. No city council meeting last night because of Martin Luther King Day. But where do we go from here? Because we have an auditor who a lot of people feel is not doing the best job? Does she need to be removed? That's a big question. Last Monday, they took a third no confidence vote in her. Does Bill Collins need to answer some questions as to what went down in these meetings? Where do we go from there? What does all that mean? And should this have ever happened? Why did any of this need to happen? See, and it also comes down to a point. Does city council have the authority at this point to remove the auditor? Some people say yes, some people say no. And if you don't have the authority yet, because you don't have the evidence that she's done enough things wrong to remove her, is that why this deal was made? And again, this is all speculatory because we have not heard from Bill Collins. And Jason said he was not a part of any deal, and Mayor Schertzer has said the same thing, that would have sent her to the transit department. And why did she eventually back out of that deal on January the 4th? The day before she was supposed to leave. And apparently a meeting happened there between Tom Robbins and Bill Collins and Miranda McGinnis, in which Bill wanted to make sure Miranda was still leaving that position on the 5th. And she said she was not sure anymore. And that meeting got a little heated. And again, that's Miranda McGinnis's take on that meeting, that Bill got red in the face and started to talk about, again, her home and her family and her livelihood. And she needed to think of herself and who had her best interest at heart. And apparently during that meeting, and you can go back to the archives and listen, apparently during that meeting, Bill had even said, how do you know this job's still going to be on the table? Well, is that a threat? I don't know. Jason, when I played that clip of the interview for Jason on Friday, he seemed to be a little disturbed by that part of the meeting. So there you go. That's what's going on with our public officials here in Marion at this point. And you know, it may not be a big deal to a whole lot of people, but things probably should be done in the right way. And I don't know, what are people willing to take, I guess, at this point? What level are people willing to go to say, well, okay, that's okay, I'll forget that, I'll forgive that, and let's move on down the road? That's really what's becoming the big question here. What will city council forgive, and what will the citizens of Marion forgive at this particular point? I don't know. I think it's a big question. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And again, you, the listening audience, are a very big part of this because really what you guys think matters a whole lot more than what I think, because you are the voting public. Even if you live in the county, Marion City does affect the things that go on in your world. So, if anybody has a comment or question they would like to bring up this morning, feel free to do so. We certainly enjoy the calls and the opinions of people out there in listener land. And again, I would like to say that Bill Collins is invited on this program anytime he would like to come on. We will make the time for him, just as we made the time for Jason Schauber and Miranda McGinnis and Mayor Schertzer. So anytime Bill would like to come on, he's more than welcome to do so. And some other parts of this thing that are on the strange side of things. You know, Miranda McGinnis said at one point that Bill Collins told her not to talk about it, which apparently happened after December 11th. So, you know, why does this happen? Because if everything, just again, if you look at the whole thing, if everything's on the up and up and there's nothing big to talk about, what would have been the harm in her coming on and saying, you know what, I just didn't feel that I was comfortable in this auditor position, and I'm going to go to the transit department. That position's available. Somebody's retired there. What would have been the worry in saying that? What would have been the big problem? Certainly would have calmed everything down and not gotten us to where we are now. Again, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Are you taking guesses for the costume?
Yes, the groundhog, yes.
Well, I think it's going to be Mary Ellen. I don't know if I guessed her last year or Charlie's wife, Jeannie. I think I guessed one of those last year. But I think it's going to be Mary Ellen.
What's interesting, because Calvin in Idaho, who listens in Idaho, he has guessed Mary Ellen. And then Mike McGinnis and Kevin, one of our listeners, now they have guessed Matt. They think it's going to be Matt. And then we got two guesses. I'm trying to remember who they were from. I wrote them down somewhere, that it was going to be Carrington. So we've gotten about six guesses so far on this. And it's going to be an interesting morning.
Do we just get one guess, like a woman or a man, or just one period?
Well, kind of one overall, because really, the winner, I mean, if let's say it was Mary Ellen. Now you and Calvin have both guessed Mary Ellen, so you would both get a prize. So that's kind of how it'll work.
Oh, I don't need a prize. I just, because I can't figure out why I got that plaque last year. Do you know why?
Well, I thought...
It wasn't the costume, was it?
See, I can't remember why that... Now, Bob will have to remind me, because I know it was a neat little plaque, and I can't remember if we did trivia that morning, and that was the reason.
I don't think it was trivia, because I thought, why not put a plaque in the office and put people's names instead of giving them a plaque? And it didn't have to do, I don't think... I thought it was guess somebody. But what? I thought, I guess, Mary Ellen or... Jeannie, Charlie's wife. Maybe I guessed somebody else.
Well,
I thought I guessed one of them.
It was James Anderson last year, and I don't think anybody guessed him, if I remember it.
I wouldn't have guessed him, but I thought for sure it'd be Mary Ellen or Charlie's wife.
Yeah.
I can't figure out why I got that plaque.
Yeah, it's very... I don't remember... I think it was trivia, to be honest with you, because I believe we did do some trivia that morning, something like that. Maybe it was the guess of the groundhog. You know, which piece of pizza he would pick. Would it be an early spring or six more weeks?
Was it guessing the spring or something? I don't think it was trivia, but ask what's his name and see, because I've been thinking about that, and I thought I didn't guess the person in the costume because... I was sure, I guess, Mary Ellen or Jeannie, Charlie's wife, and they didn't win, so it wouldn't be that.
Yeah, it might have been the guess on the prediction. It might have been that, because I know we did something. I'd have to go back and listen to the show. The show's online. I could go back and listen and see what exactly that was all about. But it was a good show. Hey, we replayed that Jason Schauber interview Friday night. What'd you make of that thing?
Well... I know she's had banking experience, but in banking, there's so many different sections, too, you know, like loans or somebody does this and that. So has she had, like, say you go to a tax person, they know all these rules, all this stuff. Has she had, like, schooling or college for a lot of different stuff? You know, just to me, that job takes in so much different stuff, probably more than a bank. And I don't know if she has experience to do that, and you can't wait another year or two to find out. So to me, I know they hired people twice. One was $55,000, I think. Otherwise, the other one was like $100,000 for them to come in and help her. But apparently, they didn't figure it out either. And I don't know if some of the stuff is missing, and that's where they're not getting it, you know, the paperwork or somebody turned it in and they lost it or something. But to me, I really, in a way, don't think that maybe she can do the job. Somebody needs to, whoever takes over that job, I think should stay a month and help the next person. You know, if they don't, you just throw somebody in there. But I know she ran into trouble, I think, with that fire engine, you know, the new one they got.
Right.
She okayed it. And I don't know if it was right, but the city council was mad because they weren't going to do something, go that way or do something. And But to me, you can't wait a year or 2 years to find out, because I think it's already going downhill so much. And Landon, I guess the person before that probably did okay. I don't know. I don't know if it's even going back farther than that, what the deal is. But they need somebody in there that was the previous auditor, pay them or somebody to get it straightened out, because I really don't think she can do it.
Now, did you think that her story from Tuesday lined up pretty good with what Jason said on Friday?
Yes, but I can't believe they're saying that stuff to her. I mean, to me, I like her. It's like that guy with no name. I like to hear her talk like Charlie. And she would be good for a, what do you call it? Like over an organization, you know what I mean. You know, like the mayor's right hand or something
like
that.
Like a press person.
Yeah, because she is, I like to hear her talk. I mean, I could just listen to her like them. I could listen all the time. And they're not like radical, you know, like they have a gender or something, you know, they're after somebody. I don't like people like that and stuff. But I think maybe if they had somebody in there, straighten it out, and so I don't even know if she knows all the ropes yet and stuff, and straighten it out, maybe she would do okay. But I don't, I mean, you just can't keep waiting. And that's what's got them in trouble already.
Well, next Monday night's going to be a very interesting meeting, because according to Jason Schaber, he really doesn't have any more questions for her. His questions next Monday are going to be to Bill in how did this whole meeting come to be where you offered her a position, and why were you pulling this position back when you found out that she might not go there? Why did you have this meeting in her office, in which you said things are to her house and her family and so on and so forth? You know, I think Bill Collins is going to be on the spot next Monday, and for the only reason, because he's not spoken. Everybody else who's been involved in this pretty well has spoken now. Miranda has spoken. Jason has spoken. Mayor Schertzer sent his statement in on Friday. You know, I don't know why Bill has not said anything.
I know sometimes when somebody like a Republican comes in, they get rid of most of the Democrats or something, but she's been voted in. They can't do that, can they?
No. So, and that's a big question as well. I mean, was the reason because, well, what do you make of the idea? Because this, we haven't spent a whole lot of time on this, and I don't want to make anybody fear for their job here, but I mean, we came to find out last Monday, and we talked about this with Jason Schaber on Friday, that apparently the transit department is in some kind of trouble right now because of a grant issue that did not go through properly, and they might have to merge with another county or a private organization, which we're not sure about yet, and there might not even be a director of transportation. So why would
they maybe kind of knew that?
Well, but think about that. Think about that.
They maybe kind of knew that.
Well, but
One thing I want to have them do is get an inspector. You know, when you buy a house or a house, and I think since 96 there was somebody that took up a petition and did away with that. So when I bought this house over here in town, my house over in Hampshire flooded. I took it all new from the way up. The floors, Scott, are going 2 or 3 inches from the floor. The electric all isn't working. No wonder there's house fires. We had to have pickings the first 3 days coming to get the front yard. And the furnace, we had CRT here the other day. There's been like 5 people for this furnace, and it was only 3 years old. It's not that old, maybe 15 years, you know, or so. And it's, you just get stuck with all these problems. And it's, for the electric, it's going to take thousands of dollars to do this stuff we're used to. And the roof, some of the shingles came off. So last year, I think I had a few put up, and because the house, 14 years old, it shouldn't have these problems. And now there's big sections, and the guy went up there, and he says, as he walked the roof down, he says, you're going to have all new wood put up here, plus the shingles. And if they've done the job right, he wants to put $20,000 or $30,000 in a house. I mean, it's ridiculous, because you know, they always send tracks out at Grandview. He had the inspector in his pocket because they let things, you can't catch everything, but a new build, you should. This house, they probably couldn't have caught everything. But But I don't care if they go, I think Marion, I don't know if it's Finley, and if there's another county, I think those are about the only three that don't have an inspector. I don't care if they go with Mount Gilead, another county, but they need an inspector because that guy about, was it 2 years or so ago, he had that house, and somehow, I don't know if it had mold, I thought it was a new build, he had to leave it, and he thought there was an inspector that had been inspected, and he said he'd never buy another house in Marion County. And I'm so, I don't know what to do with this house. But we had CRT here, the furnace, and it's doing great. So, but they need to especially get that, but they shouldn't be saying these things to her, about her family, this and that. That has nothing to do with her job.
Well, and also, we have only about 3 minutes left here, but I wanted to ask you how do you feel about, no matter how you feel about her doing her job, how do you feel about the idea that they might have offered her a position to get her out of that position that they knew was not going to be there anymore? Now, again, when I say they, it looks like, now again, I wish Bill Collins would speak because maybe there is a different story here, but from what Jason said on Friday, he and Mayor Schertzer were in a meeting. Martin Watts, Miranda McGinnis, Bill Collins, and Mark Russell walk in. Martin says, is the deal still good? Bill Collins says yes, and there's a thing put on the table about the Transportation Department. Jason Schaber and Mayor Schertzer said they had no idea till that moment that this was going on. And did they know that that Transportation Department, Director of Transportation, might not even be around? They were offering her a position, because it's harder to get her out of an elected position, but if she's at an at-will position, which the Director of Transportation is, they could fire her pretty easily.
Yeah, but I think the Transportation, I think the mayor and stuff, Schertzer knew that before, because you would know something like that, I think, a while.
Well, but Mayor Schertzer didn't make the offer. Bill Collins made the offer.
No, but he probably knew. And if I don't know if he knew that Collins made the offer and stuff, because when you're losing those bond things and a lot of that stuff's covered, a lot of it's going to be going. But I just don't kind of like the way how they treated her. And they either need to find out if she could do the job or not. You don't want somebody in there that can't do the job.
We got to go to break, but if you feel, because it's good to continue this conversation, because people of Marion need to know what's going on. So give us a ring back next hour. We got to go to break, but stay tuned.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, there's a whole question here. And again, I'm not defending Mayor Schertzer, but I don't believe Mayor Schertzer offered her a position. And I don't think Jason Schaber offered her a position. So did the people offering her the position know what was going on? Mary just sent us an interesting thought here. Now, I'm not going to read this out loud unless Mary okays us to read it out loud. I'll read it out loud next hour if she gives us the okay. But it's an interesting thought on maybe why things are going the way they're going. All right, we're going to take a break and come back with all of you in 15 minutes.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
and then